Hello, this is Radio Kate from Audio Boo HQ. I thought you'd like to know what had been going on at Audio Boo Towers, so I thought I'd record you a quick podcast to let you know about the week at Audio Boo. Now, last week was a very busy week for us. It started off on Monday with a Media Guardian article all about Mark Rock, his plans for Audio Boo, and contained the classic line, "I'm completely talentless, really. I can't do anything." Mark Rock there, always modest till the end. On the other hand, I wasn't quite so modest and was very excited by the picture credit I got for a photo I took of Mark posing by Tower Bridge, where we're based, and I duly rang my grandmother, who was most impressed. On Monday, we also launched Friend Finder. Thanks to Adam Howard's hard work, you can thank him at Scattyads on Twitter. You can now log into Audio Boo and you'll see a little box that allows you to browse for your friends, either on Facebook or Twitter. So don't be lonely on Audio Boo anymore, and if you are, you can always say hello to me and I'll give you a follow. As well as that, we put in some measures to stop spam comments, as we had some complaints from users that they had been spammed by somebody, and we do our best to listen to our users and take some action. So John the techie has sorted that out, hopefully. We won't tell you how. It's a little secret thing that we have there. We've also welcomed Charlotte into the office. She's going to help us with a bit of PR work. And we enjoyed Sam Togwell's rendition of Sex is on Fire, My Sex is on Fire, which was sent into Christian O'Connell's breakfast show. They ran a competition to win tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival by recording your own cover version of songs played or made famous by the headline acts. Now, Sam managed to do his thing using instruments such as a mug, scissors, zip, hairdryer, and a hot water bottle. It sounds crazy. It sounds great. If you listen, you'll find it on audioboo.fm/Sam Togwell. Also, in an attempt to find out how YouTube does or doesn't hide rude content, I was set the task of searching for rude words and then very quickly searching for kittens, which became the main topic of conversation in the office. We discovered that there is a thing called fainting goat syndrome, myotonia congenita, no less, and we found a very cute video of two little kittens who sadly died shortly afterwards, but they're very cute. And unfortunately, fainting goat syndrome means that when they get startled, all of their muscles tense up and they basically fall over. Tragic, but a little bit funny, although I feel a bit guilty for laughing about that. On to more serious stuff. We had a very, very moving Audio Boo from Dolores, audioboo.fm/Dolores. Now, Dolores had been on her way to work and she'd seen a tribute to a young cyclist that had been killed. It happened some time ago, but the boy, whose name is Kemoye, it was his birthday that day, and lots of people had put out flowers and cards and their remembrances for him, and she'd stopped and taken a moment to record her thoughts, and it was actually a very, very powerful Audio Boo. If you're a cyclist, she said, there is no Superman. Cycle carefully. Don't cycle down the side of buses or lorries. They won't see you. And she said, don't break another mother's heart. It was so sad, and I had to sit quietly for a while after that. On the Twitter side of things, I've been helping out Textbook Stuff UK. They produce audiobooks, and they put out a lovely trailer of a book which was read by Andrew Sachs. And I ended up talking to one of their workers there, a guy called Barnaby, who also turns out to be the BBC's chief Dalek operator. How cool is that? We could have a Dalek on Audio Boo, and we didn't even know it. Back on the lighter side of life, Aggers and Vaughan, cricket commentators, had a funny moment on Test Match Special, which was picked up by BBC Cornwall and had upwards of 100,000 plays. It got copied everywhere. And if you haven't listened to it, it's a wonderful, wonderful piece of double entendre, and they just didn't know what they were saying. You've got to love Test Match Special, even if you don't like cricket. This is the one thing that makes it worth listening to. So that was our busy week at Audio Boo. Lots of exciting things already happening this week, but I shall update you on those another time. Thanks for listening. Happy Audio Booing. Enjoy the sunshine.